On peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On reprendra?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable
in
the couch, isn't it?
Monsieur Hulot?
Yes.
I'm no more talking.
Don't be so modest.
Bonjour à tous, bienvenue dans Certalem FIP, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula. Programmation musicale Dimitri Lebrun, mixage Dimitri Paz. Aujourd'hui, Chris Christopherson.
Music is closer to my soul because I write it. And performing the music is the most fun. But working with good people in a creative film, I've come to appreciate it.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head, didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to a song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks Sunday morning coming down. Do 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 do.
Christopherson, Sunday Morning Coming Down, pour entamer Certalem Fip. Cette chanson est devenue un hit chanté par Johnny Cash, comme Me and Bobby McGee par Janis Joplin. Chanteur, mais surtout compositeur, Chris a aussi été comédien et a travaillé avec de grands réalisateurs. Martin Scorsese, Michael Cimino, James Ivory, Tim Burton, Dennis Hopper, Todd Haynes ou Richard Linklater, soit plusieurs générations de cinéastes qui appréciaient son naturel et la véracité qu'il donnait à ses personnages. Il a joué également dans quelques nanars, la série des Blade par exemple, où sa haute stature, sa barbe poivre et sel, ses yeux clairs et sa voix étaient plus impressionnants que n'importe quel effet spécial, le tout avec la coolitude qu'il avait déjà au début des années 70 lorsqu'il tournait avec ses amis Sam Peckinpah et Bob Dylan dans Pat Garrett et Billy the Kid.
Take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door.
Knocking on Heaven's Door, que Bob Dylan composa pour Pat Garrett et Billy the Kid de Sam Peckinpah, avec James Coburn et Chris Christopherson, qui insista auprès du réalisateur pour engager Dylan, un ami et un complice musical. Peckinpah n'avait jamais entendu parler de Dylan, mais pour faire plaisir à l'acteur et au producteur, il lui proposa d'écrire la BO et de lui trouver un rôle sur le tournage. Chris Christopherson dans Certalem Fip.
Bob Dylan, in real life, is about as inscrutable as he looks. He called me on the phone and expressed interest in being in the film because he respected Sam. And of course the producers were anxious to have him involved because he was the biggest for box office. Dylan's part suffered because of that. He had a wonderful character for, to me and to Sam, the viewpoint through the eyes of Dylan.
Adios.
Adios, Paco.
Buenas. You could leave. You could live in Mexico.
Could you?
Yeah. I could live anywhere. You could leave anywhere, too.
Have you ever been to California?
Not yet.
I ain't either. They're sure pushing on me to go somewhere.
Yeah, your leaving would sure give Garrett some size.
I reckon he's giving me about all the time he can. Mexico might not be bad for a couple of months.
Depends on who you are.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means just because you have good manners doesn't mean I suddenly turn into Dale Evans.
Did I ever say that?
You don't need to say
Look,
it.
I want you and Tommy with me. What the hell do you want?
Well, I sure as all hell don't want to hear you two fighting for the next 10 years. I'll tell you that.
That's between me and Tommy. What about you?
I want to sing. I want to be a singer. I am a singer. And anything I do from now on has got to include that.
How good are you?
I am, definitely. Yes. Yes!
Feels like fall today.
Pack your bags. I'll take you to Monterey.
All right.
All right. Can I have some more coffee now?
All right.
Dolly Parton, puis Ellen Burstyn et Kris Kristofferson dans Alice n'est plus ici de Martin Scorsese, avec Jodie Foster, encore enfant, et Hervé Kettel. Une histoire de seconde chance, un magnifique road movie d'une mère qui décide de changer de vie et qui prend la route avec son fils pour devenir chanteuse. Serveuse pour survivre, elle fait la rencontre d'un cow-boy au cœur tendre. Et la caméra de Scorsese, d'abord en mouvement et agitée, semble s'apaiser lorsque Kris Kristofferson entre en scène. De sa force tranquille et de son regard bienveillant, il l'aide à accomplir son rêve de chanteuse.
Is there anything in particular you'd like to hear? Anything special? Is that on? Hi, everybody. Just go on and do whatever you're doing. I'm gonna sing. I'm just going to sing a little.
It seems we've stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember where. When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies. At break of dawn, there is no sunrise. When your lover has gone with the wind, just like a leaf that is blown away, gone with the wind. My romance has flown away, just like a flame. Love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke dream that has gone, gone.
Thank you. Bye. Well, that wasn't really very good. I know. I was kind of nervous. I mean, the auditions are hard, you know. And
you go for the piano for the first month.
Sure.
They warm and
Barbara Streisand à l'instant dans Certalem Fip avec Evergreen, extrait de Star is Born, qui obtient l'Oscar de la meilleure chanson en 76. Après Judy Garland et avant Lady Gaga et Bradley Cooper, ce remake du remake avant le remake fait briller une Barbara Streisand au sommet dans un rôle sur mesure où elle incarne l'ascension d'une étoile et Kris Kristofferson la chute tragique de l'autre. Ce film porte en lui le grain particulier des années 70, une époque où l'énergie brute et la vulnérabilité de Kristofferson résonnaient puissamment. Voici les deux acteurs en pleine création de la chanson « Lost Inside You ».
It'll be a sonata when it grows up.
Make a hell of a song.
I can't imagine that. It goes so high, nobody could ever sing it.
Play it again. Just like you've done it before. Real sweet.
Okay.
With them little allegros or whatever.
Arpeggios. Okay.
Time. Come again. Love is in the wind, like some music in a dream. You made them all.
Sorry. Oh, that was so good. I just got so lost in what you were doing. I forgot my own song. Can we continue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pick it up.
Right. Okay. Ready?
Then you came.
No. I'm
sorry. You gotta get past that word or you'll never forgive me, man. Come on, it gets prettier.
Okay.
Inside my life.
All right, wait. Ready to get that? Go.
Okay. It's a pretty song.
Okay.
Family
Ready?
Hour.
Here we go.
Then you came inside my life. Busted flat in Baton Rouge and heading for the trains. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang up every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free,
but it's free.
Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues.
Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, do you remember who directed that picture?
Yeah, Blake Edwards.
Yeah, an old buddy of ours.
No, I was down, yeah. Well, I was in Dodge City, Kansas, and I was always down there.
Oh, yeah.
I used to go in every Saturday afternoon to see movies, and my grandmother, she'd fill up her apron with eggs, and she'd go in and sell them in the poultry place. You know?
Michelle Phillips des Mamas and Papas et Kris Kristofferson reprenant son tube Me and Bobby McGee dans The Last Film de Dennis Hopper, tourné au Pérou en 70 avec Samuel Fuller, un film qui ruina le crédit du réalisateur Easy Rider auprès des producteurs. Kristofferson participe 10 ans plus tard à l'aventure de La Porte du Paradis, qui ruina également la réputation de Michael Cimino. Pourtant, le film est un chef-d'œuvre où Chris partage l'affiche avec Isabelle Huppert, un souvenir impérissable pour l'actrice.
Ah, moi, c'est un film que j'adore. Oui, puis bon, c'est vrai que pour moi, ça représentait un petit peu le rêve américain. C'est un peu le sujet du film. C'est un souvenir. Enfin, bon, vous m'avez fait la surprise de me faire écouter la musique là au début de l'émission. J'en avais les larmes aux yeux. Enfin, j'ai vu le film 4 ou 5 fois et c'est un souvenir extraordinaire. Je peux pas expliquer pourquoi. Je me suis retrouvée là-bas pendant 6 mois dans cette petite ville de Montana. J'ai appris à monter à cheval, j'ai appris à tirer au pistolet, j'ai appris à faire du patin roulette. Enfin, c'était extraordinaire. En plus, j'ai été un peu catapultée là du jour au lendemain. Ça s'est fait très 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 rapidement.
I always knew that the French love cinema. I can't thank all of you enough for coming tonight. I'm so pleased to share the stage with my love, Isabelle Huppert. Truly, when we worked together, we were enfants du paradis.
I don't understand you. I never did.
I'm asking you to leave, Ella.
You think a woman can't love 2 men?
Sure you can. Why not? 3.
Can manage it.
Can you?
Everything I have in the world is here. Can't just walk out and leave it.
Don't know where I've been so blue, don't know what's come over you. You found someone, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. It is untrue, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? Tell me no secrets, tell me some lies. Give me no reasons, give me alibis. Tell me you love me, and don't let me cry. Say anything. Say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I
Crystal Gale sur la BO de Convoi qui marque les retrouvailles de Kris Kristofferson avec Sam Peckinpah. L'histoire d'un chauffeur routier qui parcourt les routes de l'Ouest au volant de son camion, trouve l'amour avec Ali Magro et les ennuis avec Ernst Borgnine. Une sorte de chéri fais-moi peur avec son lot de bagarres et de testostérone, mais avec une musique aux petits oignons. Alain Toussaint, Glenn Campbell, Merle Haggard et C.W. McCall.
June when they highballed over the pass. Bulldog Mac with a can on back and a Jaguar hauling ass. He's 10 on the floor, stroking bores, seat cover starting to gain. Now Beaver, you a trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drain. Mexico on I-40 like a Texas lizard on glass. 1,000 pedals was mashing the metal and bears was a-walking the grass. We trucked all day and we trucked all night, Big Benny improving our style. We could tell by the smell we was heading for hell and the devil was Dirty Lyle. And he hated his truck and he loved to bust truckers for fun. So he followed the line and he bided his time and he watched for his chance to strike. Then he picked on a trucker, yeah, wiry old sucker. He had a trucker they call Spider Mike. But the great rubber duck sort of run out of luck when he crossed that final bridge. There's choppers and rigs full of guns and pigs. They's wall to wall on the ridge. He showed no fear as he grabbed his gear and he stuck it to Granddaddy Lowe. Them guns went boom and his ass went zoom and the Mac took a terminal blow. Well, that big black Mac stopped dead in their tracks when the trailer blew high in the air. There was pieces of truck and some pieces of duck and junk and debris everywhere. Then the rig took a drink and commenced to sink, and there was no duck no more. But that evil smile from Dirty Old Lyle shone south from the North Texas shore.
Hell yeah. una pena clavada como puñalada en mi pensamiento, como carcajada que se hace lamento, como si llorando se rieran de mí. Es la vida pasada que siento reprochar el haber sido así. Mi pecado y mi culpa será conocer demasiado el dolor y las penas y los desengaños que por tantos años me ha dado el amor. Por si acaso quisieras volver, olvidando tu viejo rencor, me hallarás frente a un trago de vino, mi único camino que me dio tu amor. Primero, quien no comprendiera, se secó la fuente que nunca debiera, y una madre selva también se secó. Mi cariño como había agorera, sin besarme también me dejó. El dolor y las penas y los desengaños que por tantos años me ha dado el amor. Por si acaso quisieras volver, olvidando tu viejo rencor, me hallarás frente a un trago de vino, mi único camino que me dio.
Camino dans Certalem Fip, extrait de Lone Star avec Kris Kristofferson, un film de John Sayles, figure du renouveau du cinéma indépendant américain. Dans la foulée, Richard Linklater l'engage dans Fast Food Nation. Todd Haynes le choisit comme narrateur de I'm Not There, son vrai faux biopic de Dylan, et Tim Burton dans La Planète des Singes. L'une de ses plus belles aventures de cinéma, Kristofferson la connaît avec Alan Rudolph. L'ancien assistant de Robert Altman est comme lui un artiste discret mais précieux. Il tourne deux films avec le comédien et chanteur Songwriter, où Chris partage l'affiche avec son ami des Highwaymen, Willie Nelson, et Vanda's Café, dont la BO est signée Marianne Faithfull.
You can't be in love with him.
Goodbye, Coop.
I want to come back in a few days.
I don't think so.
You can't keep me away. I've changed, George. I'll show you. I've learned something.
Him and me feel safe together, Coop. I can't say anything more. I don't want to talk about it.
Wait.
Gotta make your own rules, child.
Yeah, okay.
Gotta break your own chain.
My friend, I said thanks.
The dreams that possess you.
What for?
Can blossom and bless you. Or run you insane. The moment is yours.
just shy.
You know, the main reason I opened up an early morning joint.
To lay on the line.
Because you can't pick a better time of day to watch the sunrise.
The past just don't matter.
Yeah, there's gonna be a war. There's always a war.
Hey, how do I join up?
Tomorrow won't mind. I don't
deserve. Got a rag or something?
You. I'm only human. But I swear I'll love you. Just as hard as I can.
Just turn around. And I'll be there. Hawk.
Storm on the mountain. Stars in the sky. Running for glory. Will you remember way down the road? Somebody loves you more than you know.
Ready to die.
I was born ready, motherfucker.
Of darkness, they walk through the rays of light. To this beat of empire, I'm the prototype. The shape-shifting mirror image flash phototype. The everlasting original red blattotype.
He was born perfect. And just like the great white shark, the sky has never had to evolve.
Juggle of veins, that's fatal. Come on, walk,
hundreds of you rodents make the same claim. Each one of them have tasted the human muscle.
I swipe back with a vengeance, the father of your descendants, and I can't be deflected by your silver cross pendants. Bloody holy water, you make the false images. Once weed from the sickle, your life diminishes. Sting like the scorpion, strike with the force of king. My blood is known to revitalize the corpse of men. In the last days, they said that they would walk again. The blind, deaf, and the dumb will talk again.
The Raises sur la BO de Blade Trinity avec Wesley Snipes et Kris Kristofferson, qui fait preuve de son sens de l'adaptation aux nouvelles tendances de Hollywood en jouant les chasseurs de vampires. Son oxygène, il le trouve en Europe avec James Ivory dans La fille d'un soldat ne pleure jamais. Sa camarade de tournage, Dominique Blanc, se souvient de Kris Kristofferson.
Il est comme ça. Moi, j'ai beaucoup admiré, je dois dire, l'humilité, la patience et la simplicité qu'ils avaient tous les deux avec Barbara Hershey. Quoi. C'était quand même des journées qui duraient 12 heures. Ils n'étaient pas du tout dans leur pays. 2 mois à l'étranger, comme ça, loin de tout. Même si c'est Paris, en fait, ils étaient assez isolés. Et c'est ça qui m'a frappée. C'est comment, entre les prises, tout d'un coup, il peut parler à la fois du rôle, pas du tout évoquer sa vie de grande vedette ou de star, mais au contraire, commenter la politique française. Enfin, une ouverture d'esprit incroyable. Il était venu avec 5 enfants qu'il emmenait à l'école tous les matins avant de venir sur le plateau. J'en connais pas beaucoup qui font ça.
Bébé, ton papa te demande. Il veut te voir tout de suite.
Il est en colère?
Molto, molto furioso. Tu dois te changer d'abord, tu vas attraper la pneumonie.
J'ai déjà un peu quelque chose comme ça. Écoute, il dit...
Jeanne!
Non, ça c'est une douleur d'affaire.
Monsieur Willis, Jeanne est malade.
Like hell she is. Come up here, Shan.
We have to have a serious talk.
You did a very bad thing. And a very dumb one. What was wrong with going to the gym class?
The kids were having a party. I wanted to go. It's Lincoln's birthday, and you said it was a holiday.
The French don't celebrate Lincoln's birthday, Shan. Though they damn well should. It's still no reason to forge my signature. It's a very serious crime to sign someone else's name. Especially over here at the French Gobert Cirque. You're in the 4th grade and you still don't know how to spell Jim? J-I-M?
I'm sorry, Daddy. I'll never do it again.
What'd I tell you?
A soldier?
Soldier's daughter
never cries.
Casey joins the hollow sound of silent people walking down the stairway to the subway in the shadows down below. Following their footsteps through the neon darkened corridors of silent desperation, never speaking to a soul. The poison air he's breathing has the dirty smell of dying, 'cause it's never seen the sunshine and it's never felt the rain. He minds the arrows and ignores the fatal echoes of the clicking of the turnstiles and the rattle of his chains. Oh, she said, Casey, it's been so long since I've seen you. Here
she said, just a kiss to make a body smile. See, she said, I've put on new stockings just to please you. Lord, she said, Casey, can you only stay a while?
Casey leaves the underground and stops inside the Golden Crown for something wet to wipe away the chill that's on his bones. Seeing his reflection in the lives of all the lonely men who reach for anything they can to keep from going home. Standing in the corner, Casey drinks his pint of bitter, never glancing in the mirror at the people passing by. Then he stumbles as he's leaving, and he wonders if the reason is the beer that's in his belly or the tear that's in his eye.
Oh, she said, I suppose you seldom think about me. Now, she said, now that you've a family of your own. Still, she said, it's so blessed good to feel your body. Lord, she said, Casey, it's a shame to be alone.
Last Ride, où Kris Kristofferson prend des accents de Leonard Cohen. Pour conclure, certains Salem Phipp courait revoir La Porte du Paradis où Alice n'est plus ici, chef-d'œuvre auquel le chanteur et comédien donne sa virilité et sa sensibilité. Pour prolonger le plaisir, vous pouvez aussi parcourir My Name is Barbara, l'autobiographie de Barbara Streisand, où elle dévoile les coulisses du tournage de A Star is Born et bien d'autres secrets de My Fair Lady, Yentl et des confidences sur son irrésistible Ascension, un livre passionnant, richement illustré et paru aux éditions Hugo. Merci à Marie Jarros de Lina pour ses recherches documentaires. La semaine prochaine, les musiques des films MK2.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!